الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are all gathered here in the month of Ramadan is for our taqwa. And we have come for i'tikaf to spend our time here, whether we are sitting in sunnah i'tikaf or not. But we have come here for our reformation, our islah, and to gain nisbat of Allah, connection with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But it's very important that we know what is islah, and after that how to go about making our islah, and then how to maintain and keep that islah. But the first thing is, what is islah? Just to translate these ayats, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَمْ وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And our nafs, our bodies which Allah made, and properly balanced Allah made it. The two eyes are same size, the ears, hands, legs, everything Allah Ta'ala has balanced. And if we just have to think, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. If you see in yourself, you have to see Allah Ta'ala. And the great Qudrat of Allah. The 99 names of Allah have come in one hadith. All those 99 sifat and qualities of Allah. But Allah's qualities are unlimited, are beyond that. These are only 99 which have come in one hadith and which are normally referred to. But Allah's qudrat in everything. So how Allah has made this body. And for that, Allah Ta'ala took 6 qasams. Allah doesn't have to take a qasam. Allah is... His words are 100% true. Person is asked to take an oath and a qasam when perhaps he will lie. For Allah, it's out of the question. Allah has taken qasams in order to convince us, to show us how Allah Ta'ala, He is the absolute truth. He is the absolute. But for our, that we get that conviction in us, Allah has taken many qasams in the Quran Sharif. And the most qasams at one place is in this surah, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Plenty qasams Allah has taken. And what striking qasams also. And then Allah made the final, for what the qasams? The jawabi qasam, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And the nafs and how balances. And then Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And then we have made ilham, we have put in everybody. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. First Allah mentioned, evil also, or to do wrong also. وَتَقْوَاهَا. And the taqwa also, everyone Allah has given. That Allah has put within him, that these are the wrong things, and these are the things that we must get saved. Allah has given everyone the accelerator of his car also, by which he can move, and the brakes also Allah gave. And if you've got a power engine, Allah gave you power brakes also. So everyone has got that. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Now the matter is that we have to now control that car. Move also, but control it also. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. A person who has made tazkiyah, purification of the soul, reformation, islah. Allah says that person, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Allah puts stress, قَدْ. It's Allah's kalam. What Allah says, Allah doesn't have to take qasam. Allah doesn't have to stress it. It's the words of Allah which are absolute. But for our sake, how Allah has made for us, that Allah is saying, would undoubtedly, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. And that is the past then. Already that person has become successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ فَلَاح. فَلَاح, in Arabic language, it is the most comprehensive word. That means every type of success is in there. whatever, whether it be health, whether it be financial, whether it be dunya's matters, all is in there. A person who made tazkiyah, who gained this purification. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. And on the other hand, who did not make an effort of Islam. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person has gone in total loss, who just let loose his soul and did not make the Islah of it. And this is a thing that if we think of ourselves, at one time we never even thought there is something like Islah. We make namazes, even if we have five times namaz, well and good. But Islah we have to make, we never thought. We never thought also that the love of Allah is a farz upon us. We knew that you love your wife, you love your parents, you love your children, and how many haram things we loved and we never gave it a thought also. The sports, lifestyle of the kuffar, and we loved, cherished these things. But the love of Allah, it was only by the barakat of our akabir and our buzurgs that they came, and particularly for myself and what I went through, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat openly spoke about bad nazri, not looking at other women, etc. Otherwise, this is a thing you seldom will hear in a bayan also, that to look at haram, etc. And to have the love of Allah, it's not spoken about also. We don't even know that this is a faral. That we must gain, we'll know you have the love of all food love we will have. The love of our sleep we will have. But the love of Allah, we don't even think about it. And those are the most important thing, and we don't know. So where will, there's no thought about tazkiyah, and no thought about Islah. And Islah, not only in this ayat, in many clear ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah has made commanded that Islah is farad. So, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. So after that, then Allah gave one example that the people of Thamud, there were many other nations, when they did not make that Islah, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا, that the most evil they committed, إِذِمْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا, the worst person they sent, they sent him to kill Naqatullah, Naqatullah, a clear sign, Ayatullah. It was a camel which Allah had sent. And Allah sent it as they had asked and required a camel. Like that Allah had sent it. They got it in front of their eyes. If a person is not concerned about his Islam, he'll see the clear sign of Allah. And he'll go against Allah Ta'ala. Miracles of Allah he will see. And he will go against them also. And then, قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِمْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the Rasul of Allah pleaded with him, نَاقَتَ اللَّهُ وَسُفِيَاهَا, and the method of the drinking of the water, he explained it, نَاقَتَ اللَّهُ وَسُفِيَاهَا, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا. He went and he denied that also. He did not listen to the Nabi of Allah. He went and he killed that, the sign, the miracle of Allah he killed. فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَبْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Then Allah made damdama of his azab. That is, he completely crushed and destroyed them. And how the people of Thamud were punished by Allah Ta'ala. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. And the condition of these people who don't worry, وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. Either, one tafsir is, that Allah does not worry how their destruction comes about. The other is that they themselves don't worry. They get this destruction in this dunya. And the punishment and destruction in this dunya, that is also, Allah Ta'ala says, the lesser part. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. This punishment which Ad and Thamud and other mighty nations got is a small punishment. All the punishment of this dunya, whoever gets any, Allah save us all, it is the small, and it is لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that we take a lesson from there and we save ourselves from the actual punishment which is akhirat. This dunya, if Allah, we do good deeds and Allah keeps us with afiyat and salamity and goodness, that's a small part. That's not the pay of it. That's not really even the commission of it. The real pay will be in the akhirat. This dunya is not the place of recompense and pay. Whatever, if a person, somebody, Allah gives to some people in advance, that is the ni'mat of Allah, musta'ajal, before time Allah gave it. But that is just a small, the real rewards are in the akhirat. The punishment in this dunya, no matter how severe, they are small. The real punishment is in akhirat. And a person can spend his life without punishment. If he has done wrong and he dies on that, the actual punishment is waiting in the akhirat. So, yeah, Allah has maintained all this. The most qasams Allah has taken, that those who don't make their tazkiyah, who don't make their islah. And just see our condition, generally in the ummah, a person will know namaz is faraz, those who are conscious, they will accept. Rozas we must keep. Even if they are not keeping, they are not making namaz, but they know. But ask a person islah, he didn't hear the word. Tazkiyah, he didn't hear the word. Reformation of ourselves, that is what we have to do. And how many of us are, till we are not acquainted reasonably, and especially even many other ulamas, bayans we hear, mashayikh, khanqahs we go to, but to look at strange women is seldom discussed. Which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, which Hazrat himself says, that Allah bless me with to put the finger on the pulse of the ummah. And this is that disease, looking at other strange women, which the whole ummah, they are involved in. Even good and pious people, our thoughts are in other women. We are looking at other women. And now it has become much more worse with the cell phone. And all the evil and filth that we are looking at on the cell phone. And so, Hazrat was particular about this. So, about the love of Allah. So, what is this tazkiyah? That we have to know at least, what is this tazkiyah? There are those people, our good friends. They have, they bay'at also, and they go regular to their mashayikh also. We know, particularly I'm speaking of one friend, nobody will know who it is, but he should go regular to his sheikh in Pakistan. Not our sheikh, his sheikh was somebody else. And when he goes there, he was like given VIP treatment. He's come from South Africa all the way. He has come here to spend time in the khanqah and speak all things with the, take gifts for the sheikh also. And make the sheikh happy also. And say such words to the sheikh which makes him happy also. But what we are doing, we don't change one bit. We are doing our haram. And we maintain that. For example, a person is he's a die-hard for his sports. But he won't speak in front of his sheikh. But even here in the khanqah, he's watching his sports. And he, at home also, all the time. And he feels that I went there, I speak, my sheikh is very happy with me, so I'm all right, my islah is done. But there could be nothing further from islah. We have to, and what is the, with who we become bay'at also is very important. See the mansha, and see the mizaj of the sheikh. We have to follow that. That is when we have now become murid. Even if we did not become officially murid. But that is now you're a murid. And even if you became officially murid, but your mizaj, your thoughts, is not like that of the sheikh, though you became officially murid, you're not a murid. This is all just like we made namaz without wuzu. You made namaz, but you made no namaz. Or we made namaz and absolutely no concentration. So that is what is very important. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say many times that anyone who has become bay'at to me, and now he sees what my mizaj is, and he's not agreeable to it, I advise him to go to somebody where he's agreeable. He won't benefit from me, I won't be able to benefit him. So following our Shaykh, we also make the same announcement. Anyone who feels that, no, this is not our cup of tea, this is not what we want in life, then there are many other Mashaykh. Go, you won't benefit if your mizaj is not the same. So that is one basic necessity, that the mizaj must be like the mizaj of your Shaykh. Then you will benefit. And then it is not just an outward show that you make, that you speak and you speak, you're always close to the Shaykh and you're talking to him and freely you talk and he's also happy with you, but you are doing your own things in the meantime. Where there are those people, and this person I'm referring to, an alim. And as far as money matters are concerned, in lot of haram he was involved. Because of what? It has caused problems in his own family also. Lot of haram. But with the Shaykh, a bright picture. Always happy and talking and all that. But doing completely the opposite and doing his own thing. So what the Islam means that you now, you become on the mizaj of your Shaykh also. And see who you become bay'at to. First consider it. And even as you go along, as Hazrat used to say, now consider it still. Until you don't have that munasabat, it's going to be difficult for you to practice also. And you won't benefit also. So Islam is some of us, the procedure. I'm not speaking now of the importance that just now we will discuss what are the most important things in Islam. But the normal procedure is a person who goes to a Shaykh and he has in him, I must reform myself. Some keep become bayat, but no real contact also. Only when it suits them, now and then they will come. Islam cannot take place like that. Islam needs a proper, close relationship. Then Islam takes place. So a person, normally, that now he was, for example, not wearing Islamic clothing. He did not, identity was not of Islam. Now he starts wearing Islamic clothing. Many people also, mashayikh also say, mashallah, this murid of mine now is keeping a beard also. Perhaps that beard is not according to sunnah also. But that person is also happy, I got a beard now. The Shaykh is also happy, he's keeping a beard. But the beard is not according to sunnah. And the guna of a beard that is not according to sunnah is the same guna as keeping no beard. So that is also so important. But just now he's keeping a beard, or now he's in Islamic dressing, a woman comes in burqa, she's moving, they've come now towards Islam. But it's not the end, far from the beard. It's just the very beginning still. So normally what happens, a person is outside, he correct, and if we are not considerate, we are not worried of our Islam, we think now our Islam is done. Now, mashallah, and we speak also, many times when proposals are made for marriage, they say he's in sunnah, they're living a life of sunnah, but it perhaps is the furthest thing away from sunnah. Just by outwardly becoming in Islamic dress, it's not a sunnah. And even the outward Islamic dress, is that the sunnah dress of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or is it of the Jewish and the Saudi and the Salafi people, their dress? Which dress have we got? A woman, she is in burqa now, parda, she's making parda, she's wearing burqa also. But which burqa? Some fancy burqa. A tight-fitting, what they call it? The cloak. Cloak and the other? Abaya. And it's got all colorful it is. And what she covers her face with also a very colorful thing. And when she's at home, wearing still jeans, for example, and wearing a t-shirt, and if our Islam is made now, we are far from Islam. We weren't making namaz, we have started, we are on our road to Islam. But to think now my Islam is made, that namaz where this, the wudu is made haphazard, splash, dash, wudu, istinja, no concentration in that namaz. Now just because I wasn't making namaz, I'm making shukr, but we are still very far. And in all this, don't just think of the one initial state. Muhammad Umar Sapanampuri Rahmatullahi gave it very beautiful explanation. In whatever level a person is, don't say that you're only making Eid namaz, you're only making Jummah namaz, so it's not going to help you. If you don't make also, you rather don't make. Don't speak like that to a person. Appreciate what he's doing, but don't leave him there. Make him come further now. Where he is, you appreciate, let him appreciate what he's doing. At least I'm making Eid namaz, one namaz in a year, two namazes in a year. But now take him up, bring him further up. A strong wrestler is not that one, according to Sharia, who a person who is weak, you push him down. But the weak, falling person, you pick him up. That is what must be done. So whatever condition a person is in, don't condemn the person. Don't criticize and make him feel bad. But appreciate what he's doing and bring him closer. Don't leave him that, mashallah, you're making one namaz, at least you're making. How many people not making one namaz also? You're at least making one namaz and you leave him at that level? No. Must come up. We all have to strive for perfection. Don't think, I can't achieve perfection, so I'll be satisfied just with anything. And no, we won't reach perfection. And remember, if you strive for perfection, at the time of mort, Allah will grant you perfection from His side and take you with perfection. But our object must be, we must gain perfection. So our Islam, just the outward is not enough. Just becoming bad is not enough. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Nazim of Saharanpur Madrasa, Mazahirul Ulum. Hazrat Thanvi, he used to go to Hazrat. Hazrat gave him Khilafat. He said, Hazrat, but I'm not even murid. I haven't become bad. He says, look, that you did the object already, your Islah is made. And to become bad is not a condition. Islah is made, and according to that, I gave you your. You have got the final, you have proved yourself fit and successful. And the means you haven't chosen, you didn't become bayat, that is not important. The normal procedure is you become bayat, etc. But even if you become bayat, but you don't follow the teachings. And one person doesn't become bayat, but he follows all the teachings. So that bayat is not faraz also. It is sunnah. And then what is for us is our Islah, that we correct ourselves, we change ourselves. So just the outside changing is very good, but it's not where we are supposed to be. The inside changing is also not the end, that we change our inside also. The heart turns, we give priority to deen, to Islam we give priority. Not we give priority to dunya and we fit in Islam there. No, we give priority to Islam and we fit in dunya. How much of dunya we require, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we need a shelter, clothes. How much we require, we do that. But our object is Islam. And then when we have changed our inside also, and we have corrected it also, then that is also, amal also are not enough. Then a sifat have to come into us. For example, we just made Asr Namaz. Now we are not in Asr Namaz. Asr Namaz finished, it's over, we read our Asr. Now we are sitting for the Bayan. Just now Bayan will be over. I'll stop making, you'll stop listening. And then we'll make Maghrib Namaz. And we'll make our Maghrib, we'll be in Namaz. After Maghrib Namaz, we are out of Namaz. So Aman are those things that when you engaged, you are in them. And that also depends how much of concentration, especially our namazes, whether we are really in namaz or not. In the amal we are, but in the sifat of namaz, concentration, humbleness, how much of that is. So, and on the other hand, we have to acquire, very important for our Islam, sifat and qualities also. Like we must have the quality of iman. Iman, as we are sitting now, iman must be in us. When we make namaz, iman must be with us. When we are sleeping, iman is with us. When we go to the toilet, iman is with us. When we are eating, we are laughing and joking, iman must be there. So qualities must be all the time with us. A person, all these qualities have to come into our lives. Quality of Iman, of Tawakkul, to have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And one area which we all have to check ourselves also. And if there's full more explanation, if Allah wishes we get chance, we'll explain it. But briefly, that everything in this dunya are the asbab, the means of it. Whether it's our sleep, whether it's the food, whether we are working, all those are the means. And working and earning our living, those are the means. They are not our gods. They are not our arbab, our rab, our gods. They are the means. Rab is only one Allah. And these asbab also, Allah has made them. Allah has made the food that we eat. Allah is the one who gives us sleep also. Allah is the one who gives us hunger also and who satisfies our hunger also. Allah is the one who gives us thirst and Allah is the one who gives us relief of our thirst also. So Allah is the one. So we must not on the one hand believe that the asbab, all the things of this dunya, they are our gods. That will be totally haram. That is shirk. That is kufr. And to believe totally that Allah is the doer and we deny asbab, that is not the sunnah also. We use the asbab, but we don't believe in the asbab. We believe Allah alone is the doer. When Allah wants to, in that medicine, Allah, two diabetics, exactly the same their disease is. The same medicine they are given. One gets better, one doesn't get better. So that is not the medicine that makes it, that is in the hand of Allah. Who He wants to, He gives shifa, and if He wants to, Allah has got the qudrat to give shifa without the medicine also. So that is also part of our Islam, very important part, that the asbab are there. We see the asbab, we see that we doing our business, we are making profit in our, we can see our rosy coming, but don't believe the shop is giving me my rosy. It is Allah who is giving. And Allah can give through the shop, and Allah can give without the shop also. And Allah can make that shop, which is a means of profit, a means of your income, Allah can make it the cause of your total loss, and you can go insolvent in your shop also. The same thing. So all asbab, either they will be used for what they are meant, or that effect is taken out, or the opposite effect is put in there. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So that is a very important, the sifat must come into our lives. One great alim wanted to become ba'at to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat told the person that he was from Punjab, a Punjabi, and according to their mizaj of the nature was. Hazrat said, first of all, you did Dora Hadith, but you did it in a Ahle Hadith Madrasa. So repeat your Dora again, and go to Darulum Dioban, and go and repeat your 1 year of your Dora. Second, your tajweed is very weak. You are not your huruf, your makharij. Go and learn again and correct your Quran Sharif reading. Third is that you Punjabis normally, and it refers to all, you treat your wives very badly. You don't treat them at all how they are supposed to be treated according to Shariat and Deen. And which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is he who treats his wife the best. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I treat my wives the best. How we treat our wives. And then fourthly, you must write 100 letters to me that you want your islah to be made. It wasn't a time of photocopying or just printing and to having 100 handwritten 100 times. So each one of these things was enough for his islah. And this is now a genuine person to go 1 year and do Dora again. Tajweed he learned from his student. He made his student his ustad of tajweed. That breaks your pride completely. You go and learn from your own student. Then he asked his wife that you have to give me an NOC, no objection certificate, that you treat me very well, you keep me well. and who gets that from his wife, there is no doubt he's a Jannati, and he's a Jannati of high, high level. That he had to get, and he wrote his 100th letter. So that made his Islah already. And so just from here, just to give us an idea, what are we doing for our Islah? Are we doing our daily zikr which we are required to do? Are we keeping contact with the Shaykh? Even if a person, today emails are easy, phone calls are easy, if we can't go, the real thing is to be on a one-on-one contact with the Shaykh. But we can't do that, at least we keep that contact, or at least dua we make. And if through our dua we are keeping contact. But the Shaykh is not in our mind at all. The Shaykh is making dua for us, and we don't even think of the Shaykh. A Shaykh is really who will never forget his murids in his duas. And in fact, whatever he will make for himself, he makes the duas for all his murids also. And whatever nafal ibadat he makes, he will make a share for all his murids, give them all a share also. For all his students also, Allah give them also a full share. But how much do we think of our share? So we have to understand what is this Islah. And we have been given this opportunity to make this Islah. And it's a farz, farz-e ayn, as we explained today in the morning in the bayan, that hilam a person must have, that tolerance, forbearance, a big heart, open heart, he can maintain all things which are said about him. He takes no revenge of anyone. All those qualities that he has in him, all that we have to work towards all those things. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the real essence of Islah comes into our lives. Not just that we are just thinking my Islah is made. Many of us, we become bay'at, now it's done. One alim wanted to become bay'at with our Shaykh, and he told he was living far. It was here in Azad, but Hazrat was here. And he said, I want to go, so if you can make my bay'at now. So Hazrat said, if you haven't got time to wait till the bayan is over, you don't want to sacrifice so much time also, how are you going to make your Islah? How many people who come to Hazrat who used to come, they got a health problem, they got some financial, some other problems, and because of that they want to become. Hazrat says, sort out your problem. Islah is not for those things. Islah is not to get your health. Therefore that you go to doctors, you go to Hakims. You got a financial problem, go and sort it. Islah is to change your life and bring deen in your life. That we want, many people, all we want, we'll have contact with the Shaykh, we'll get his duas, and we will get ta'weez from him. And that is our object. Ta'weez and all that is not the object. To make our Islah. So this Islah, it goes normally in this procedure. And the sifat and qualities have to come into us. We have to correct ourselves. Outward form normally will take place. Then correct our inside also. Then get all the sifat of tawadu, humility, of kindness, or to be able to forgive, to have tolerance. All these qualities a person must have in him. You not know anger. Anger must go out of a person's life. And pride must go out of a person's life. To think that I'm somebody great or I'm anything, the least, but we have to, a person has to regard himself as the lowest in amongst all the Muslims. Even if you are Shaykhul Mashayikh, looks like you're a big buzurg, but in your heart, if you don't regard yourself as the lowest of all the Muslims, you still got pride in you. If you don't regard yourself as the lowest of all kafirs and animals, you still got pride in you. And for Muslims, that may be that person who, he's a drug addict, he's a womanizer, he's an alcoholic, gambler, but he might have some good quality in him which Allah loves. And we don't know. We could be regular with our five times namaz, tahajjud, lot of rozas, everything. But there can be one quality which Allah dislikes. So we don't know. So we have to regard ourselves as the lowest. Islah is not made until we don't regard ourselves as the lowest. And that kafir is a non-believer. But the last moment he can accept Islam, and we have many cases like that. And nobody gave me guarantee that my maut is going to come on Iman. And till maut doesn't come on Iman, we can't be safe. We can't be resting. We can't be unworried. Until maut doesn't, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi, great people. Shaitan is vowed, I won't leave any person. Till the last moment I will make his effort to rob him, not only of his amal and that, of his iman also. So when we got that enemy that is around us, and we can't see him, يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ, he's looking at you and you don't see your enemy. How, what a serious thing. And we're not worried about it. Who of us are conscious that shaitan is my enemy? Who of us are conscious that nafs is my enemy? And they are here with us. We're not thinking. This is what is Islam we have to bring. And in the order and sequence of importance, the most important is our aqeed. That we have to see our beliefs are correct. And every person, one good way to see, we go in Jamaat. And in Jamaat, every person will be given a chance to speak. And when you speak, what is inside will come out. Slowly, slowly, then you get corrected. And until you're just keeping quiet, reading, lot, making lot, ibadat, etc. But if you got one wrong belief, what is your condition? And if you go by your share and you hear bayans all the time, then also the right things will come into us. But till the inside, on one occasion we went to one town, country town, we met one old man, regular, 5 times namaz, very good man. And then Allah gave him tawfiq, gave us tawfiq. He asked that about Allah and shaitan. In his mind it was, they are two gods. A god of righteousness and a god of evil. And shaitan is another god besides Allah. Whereas shaitan is not a, he commands all evil. He commands all the wrong. But he's not God. He's not Allah. Allah, one Allah. Wahdahu, la sharik. Allah made shaitan for our to test us. But shaitan is not, and shaitan hasn't got the power to let us do wrong. Power is only from Allah. Then how we use it, either in the obedience of Allah or in the disobedience of Allah. And there are many other people who are sitting with some wrong ideas in their heart. So our aqeed must be corrected. This is our journey of Islam. And then our amal must be correct, ibadat. And in ibadat, most of us, if we are making 5 times namaz, wat takbir-e ula, saf-e ula, we are happy, and all of us were very pious person. But in the whole of ibadat, there is namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, there is tilawat, there is zikr, there is the tasbihat, lot of things. Namaz is one part of the whole big section of ibadat. And just we're doing that one little and we feel our ibadat. And then our islah, muamalat are absolutely important. We don't regard it. Today our condition, my qurbani animal, I phone my friend and he gets my qurbani animal every year for me. Must organize my, no problem, I'll organize it. Price, no, that we'll sort out. And you make a deal according to Shariat where the price is not fixed. And you don't know what you are buying. That deal is not correct. So our qurbani animal, I'm going for Hajj, okay, the agent or my friend is booking for me. And I will do everything, whatever the cost, we'll see afterwards. And 6 months after Hajj, now you're working out how much you have to pay for your Hajj. And when you did your deal, you booked your ticket, your hotel, no, nothing was fixed. The deal is not correct according to Shariat. And yet we are happy that I am pious. I went for Hajj, I go in Jamaat, I do Qurbani, etc. And then after that, there is Mu'asharat, our social dealing. This is all what is called Islah. We have to do all this. Then the Islah of a person is taking place and will take place. And after Mu'asharat is akhlaq, our character. We're not worried of our character. Some people voluntarily, intentionally are so rude in their character. Unbelievable. And even a sheikh tells them, they say, you keep out of this. This is my personal matter. What Islam are we dreaming about? I don't think you can even dream of such Islam. And then after that, adab, etiquette also. Also very important, so important that Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that sometimes be adabi, not having etiquette, not having adab, does more harm to a person than guna does also. It puts a person right out. So all this is what is called Islam. Let us become conscious of this, and it isn't only for us, for our families, our friends, and it's our duty that we inform the other people. If we are here, 100 people, 200 people, 2 billion Muslims, who's going to take the message to them? And when we go from here, we don't talk about it, we are now back to our business, back to our old lifestyle, then how is the Islam going to take place? And when we make Islam of others, make it with a niyat for yourself. You are telling others, but your first recipient must be you yourself, that I must correct myself. And the big thing is, maut must come in such a way that Allah is pleased with us. So we have to keep this in mind for our Islam all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq and work in this way. Understand what is Islam, how to go about it, and what do we have to achieve. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to inshallah to mention the few masail of i'tikaf. Inshallah, in a few minutes time will be sunset. So we'll be making intention of sitting for the sunnah i'tikaf for the 10 days. Or let's make intention of sitting for sunnah i'tikaf, inshallah. So if it's 9 days or 10 days, with the intention of sunnah i'tikaf of sitting in the masjid, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'tikaf is one condition for the sunnah i'tikaf, that we cannot leave the masjid for any reason whatsoever. We must just remain within the masjid, except when a person has to go to relieve himself in the toilet or to make wuzu, or if a person has got a faraz ghusl, he has to go for a faraz ghusl. Besides this, there is no other need for a person to leave the masjid. If a person leaves the masjid, even 1 minute or a few seconds, and unintentionally, he walked out of the masjid mistakenly, there was no need, his i'tikaf is broken. Or if a person is going to toilet, and on the way he passes the board, there's something written there, he starts reading there, and he's wasted time, so his i'tikaf is broken. He's walking outside the masjid, and somebody makes salam to him, he stands, he stops, he's greeting the person, and he's making talking to the person, his i'tikaf will break. So it's very delicate. So we must be in the masjid all the time. That's the essence of i'tikaf. Only when we have to go to toilet, you go to toilet, you relieve ourselves, you can make istibra, so you can make outside, no problem. Make your wuzu and you come back in the masjid, not wasting any other time. If a person has to go for faraz ghusl, he can go. But besides this, there's no need for a person to leave the masjid. So inshallah we remember this. The second point, important point is the boundaries of the masjid. Know exactly where the boundaries are, so we don't leave the boundaries of the masjid. So where these glass doors are in the back, this whole section, that's where the masjid ends. On our right wing, the left wing is all part of the masjid, so a person can go into that section. Then we go upstairs on the two wings. The two wings are part of the masjid. But on the right wing, there is a door there. And after the door, which a person goes to the passage to the toilet, that's part out of the masjid. So a person should not go unless he's going to relieve himself. So the right wing and the left wing itself, they're also part of the masjid. Then upstairs, right on the top floor, this is the whole part is part of the masjid. And in the basement, crates have been placed. So the brothers must not pass the crates. Once you pass the crates, you're actually going out of the masjid. Even after eating your meals, you want to wash your hands, you can't go. There's some taps there, it's outside the masjid. So don't use those taps, because your i'tikaf will break. There is a tap here. A person must use the front tap, so that his i'tikaf doesn't break. So as the most important thing is, understand the boundaries of the masjid, and don't leave the masjid at all for any reason, except for your basic necessities. Inshallah, after the Isha Salah, after the program, we will do again in detail the masail of i'tikaf. But just remember this point, because sometimes it happens, a person comes for i'tikaf for sunnat, and after Maghrib to Isha, he's already broken his i'tikaf. So much of effort is making sacrifice, and then he's losing the depriving ourselves of the full reward of the sunnah i'tikaf. So they make our intention. Inshallah, after the Maghrib Salat, meals will be served downstairs in the basement. The only way to go to the basement for those in i'tikaf is through the staircase, which is on my left hand side, your right hand side. So after our Maghrib Salat, inshallah, we read, if you are reading Awabin also, read a short namaz, not a quick namaz, a short namaz, and then we go for our meals. After having our meals, we can come back, we can engage in ibadat. But don't read very long, make long ibadat after the Maghrib Salah, because the brothers downstairs, they have to serve so many people, they have to finish their meals also after that and get ready for Isha Salat. So by us delaying, we will delay everybody else also. And then now the time for iftari will go. All those who are sitting for sunnah, they have to take off, inshallah, they can break their roza in the masjid. And all those who are sitting for nafal, because there isn't enough place, so all those who are sitting for nafal, we humbly request them to break their roza outside the masjid, so then there is enough place for everybody, inshallah.